Welcome to Trista's Plate Story Podcast. I'm Trista Polo from iwokeupawesome.com, and I am your host. Each week we learn the stories behind those vanity plates. You know, the ones you see driving down the road? Today's guest has had many license plates in her life. They have marked her journey and growth as a healer. Of course, before you can heal others, you must first heal yourself. And we talk about her healing journey today.
I have been guided to connect with this Reiki master teacher that was so loving and so angelic and so sweet. And she attuned me to Reiki level one. And that was really the start of my healing journey, was the Reiki.
Today's guest is a Reiki master, yoga instructor, and coach to individuals and couples. We talk about this and more on today's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. Let's get to know today's guest, Astarte Deva, and the story behind why she chose her vanity plate, You Are Awesome. Welcome. I'm here with Astarte. She's known in Westchester, PA, where she's from, as Jennifer Rose. She still lives in Pennsylvania. And I found her plate actually through my husband and a mutual friend of ours, Clara. They were on a conference call with Astarte, and she mentioned her license plate. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have to have her on my podcast, because your plate, Astarte, is You Are Awesome. And my business name is I Woke Up Awesome. And that's like too coincidental to step over.
Exactly.
Welcome to my podcast, Astarte.
Thank you.
Your current plate is You Are Awesome, and you told me in an email before we spoke that this was inspired by some work you've been doing with a local company that does training and development. Can you tell me a little about what inspired you to get your current license plate?
I was on my way home. I was driving from a seminar. It was one of the 10 classrooms of the course. I don't remember which course it was, but it was all about inspiration and empowerment and helping you feel good about yourself and changing your thoughts from, you know, something that doesn't bring you joy to something that completely gives you a breakthrough. And so I was feeling inspired. I was on my way home and I saw somebody's plate that said, "You are love." And I thought, oh my God, that's so similar to my old plate, Love All, that I had prior. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, it's been long enough. It had been, my Love All plate had been taken when my son was little, and it had been several years, and I thought, okay, it's time. So I saw that plate, You're Loved, and I saw how that just moved me when I saw it. I brought tears to my eyes. I just got so touched in the moment. And I felt like, oh my gosh, that's so healing for the planet. That could be so beautiful. And the closest thing I thought of in the moment was, You're Awesome. Like, inspire people that no matter who they are, no matter what they're dealing with, they're still a beautiful, amazing person, and they can overcome anything. And so that's the inspiration that I got from my plate.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, my business is a coaching business for business owners, entrepreneurs. And I chose the I Woke Up Awesome similarly, because everyone at their core is awesome. And I don't mean that the way we use it in colloquial English. I mean like the actual definition of the word awesome. And I think the problem is that most people don't believe it about themselves. And I want to really give people an opportunity to see their own awesomeness and give it out to the world, because that's their gift. So I love that. That's such a parallel thing for why you chose your plate.
That's a good question. I think I've had it for 3 years now, maybe four.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly new. It's fairly new compared to my prior plate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to stick with this as long as I can.
I love it. I'm fully enrolled in You Are Awesome, going around having everyone who's driving behind you be inspired by that. I am all in for that. That's awesome.
No matter how they drive or how they're feeling or what they're dealing with, they're still amazing.
That's exactly. No matter how bad their day is going or their week is going or their year is going. It's just a nice reminder Do you ever have anyone ask you about it or come up and talk to you about it?
Only in the beginning. I think it was when I first got my current vehicle, and people came up to me and just said, "That is so sweet. Thank you. That, you know, you made my day."
And I love that people are thanking you, like, "Oh, thank you. That's so sweet that you're saying that to me." Like, they took it as the personal message I think it was meant for, right?
Exactly.
Are you a yoga instructor? Remind me what you do for a living.
I am a yoga instructor. I have a meetup group, and I do a lot of meditation. So I have a healing practice where I do guided meditation and energy healing like Reiki and emotional processing, body work, a lot of unarmoring, a lot of removing armor on the physical body. So removing trapped emotions that are in the body and then helping people to release them and process them. It's like coaching. I do a lot of coaching for individuals or couples, and to help just to transform patterns that they're dealing with and to feel inspired and to come back to balance.
That's beautiful. And it sounds like your coaching is really around healing from the past, from things that block you, that maybe have been put up as barriers in your life. Does that sound about right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And from what I understand, you actually have had a series of plates that have been sort of guideposts on your own healing journey. So I wanted to, we've now talked about your current plate, but I'd like to go back. So what was the first vanity plate that you got for your car?
I think it was Heal Your Heart. The first vanity plate I had was all about just really going deep and really looking at where my heart had been broken. And I just felt so sad. And I was asking for help. I was working with spiritual groups that worked with angels. And I was learning a lot about energy healing. And it was really helping me to start a spiritual practice to help me to learn how to love myself. The first two plates, whether it's Heal Your Heart or Never Give Up, they both are very close in time. And Never Give Up is about just being so focused on your goal of making life happen and being determined to transform and to really go to a place of accepting that this is a journey of growth, and in order to heal, you have to be consistent and determined and know that this is the path and that there's no stopping. You just have to just have faith and trust that the process is going to take however long it takes. And when you come from a challenging background and a traumatic childhood and recovery, like a lot of us have, having that faith and that knowing that, you know, that there is something out there greater and that there is help, that is the way, that's the only way.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And, you know, it sounds like you really did a lot of that soul searching and a lot of that healing during this time in your life when you had these two plates. I know that you provide healing now. When you were going through your healing, what were the modalities that made the biggest difference for you?
I had been guided to connect with this Reiki master teacher that was so loving and so angelic and so sweet. And she attuned me to Reiki level one. And that was really the start of my healing journey, was the Reiki. And I opened up my third eye where I had a connection to angels that I actually already had from my childhood. But it opened it up in an even bigger way. So my intuition became very strong.
Mm. So yeah. So the Reiki, are you a Reiki master? Have you been through all three levels beyond that? What's your training in Reiki?
I'm a Reiki master. I've gone through five levels of Usui Reiki. Usui Reiki is Reiki level one, level two, level three, and then your Reiki master teacher. And then I went beyond that. So I became a Shambhala Reiki master, which is another form of Reiki that has over 200 symbols. And that goes up to Reiki level five. And it's very powerful. It goes deep into the body and the soul. And there's a lot of past life healing with that type of Reiki. I went on and I studied Teramaisakeem Reiki, which works with the elements, earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. And that helps to clear energy in the physical body, the cellular energy, the spiritual energy in your auric field, and connect to angels. And I so I've done stuff, and I've done Lotus Light Reiki, which is a very angelic type of Reiki. It is the energy of Mother Mary. It's a very soft, nurturing, motherly, gentle energy. I also became a Reiki master in Kundalini Reiki, which helps to heal sexual trauma. It helps to heal blocked energy in your Kundalini, which a lot of yoga people understand.
I have to tell you, you're really opening up my eyes with Reiki. I actually have been through the three levels of Reiki, and I mostly use it for myself, for my own personal healing, self-healing. But they said there were three levels, so I said, well, I finish everything I start, so I'll do all three. I didn't know there were so many different types of Reiki and different modalities just inside of Reiki, because it's not just that you're doing energy healing, you're doing energy healing in specific areas, whether it be sexual trauma or past life or you know, that kind of thing. So you really are opening up my eyes to a world in Reiki that I wasn't familiar with.
There's many different lineages, and the original source of the different styles come from different parts of the world. So the frequencies are very different, and you can tell the difference with each one. And a lot of times that because I've been doing it so long, they all integrate into each other. So my energy can be very strong when I'm working on somebody or on myself. But when I channel and I call in the specific style, that energy will come through.
You mentioned that when you started becoming a Reiki master, it opened you up in your third eye and allowed you to start communicating with angels, and that you realized you had been able to do that as a child. Can you share a little of your childhood experience? Because I think when kids are open, they receive more than we even realize. And then it closes down as we become adults. So can you share a little bit about that?
That's very moving. It's a very moving, touching story. I remember when I was a child and I was just very scared. I grew up with very unhealthy, mentally ill parents. And so I had to find my own solace. I had to find my own faith and my own spirituality. And I used to go into the woods all the time and connect to the nature. And I had such a connection with nature that was like my religion, was going into the woods. And that grounded me, it cleared me, it helped me feel loved and safe. And there was a moment when I was at home and I just remember being so scared. And I haven't really told a lot of people this story, but I remember laying down on my bed, just really scared, didn't know what to do. And I saw this angel that was like 10 feet high, absolutely beautiful, with hair that went down to her knees, with this beautiful long dress. And it was, she was like clear. It wasn't like vivid colors. It was like a white, misty energy of this presence. And I saw her come down onto her knees. She kneeled down and she put her hand in mine and looked me right in the eyes and said, "You're going to be okay." And it was so moving that's what helped me get through my childhood. That moment.
Of
that
course,
experience.
Because you felt like you weren't alone. You felt like somebody had your back and like somebody was watching over you. That's very powerful. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. I'd love to get back to the vanity plate journey a little bit. And so do you have all of your past vanity plates?
The ones that I sent you determined, that one I still have. Nassima, I still have, and Heal Your Heart, I still have, but the Never Give Up, those are missing, you know, car accident or whatever happened. The car had been taken to a lot and the tag went along with it. So that one I don't have, and Love All, that one was stolen, so I don't have that one.
Yeah. Now let's talk about that one a little bit. I have never heard of somebody actually coming up to someone's car and removing the license plate and being like, "Bye, Felicia." So what is the deal with that? Tell me that story.
I don't know. I mean, I was sitting at home in my apartment, you know, meditating, relaxing. And I came out and the tag was gone. It's like, and I was so proud of the tag. I felt like this was like a breakthrough. It was so beautiful and healing for mankind. It was love all. It was, you know, a message to love any, to love people, even if you're mad at them, even if you have things to resolve with them, even if there's things incomplete, just to spread love to the world. And that's how our planet is going to heal. And it was missing. And I was so upset. I went to report it stolen, and I was able to report it, and they did say I was able to get it back, but it had taken a while for it to get reset in the system that I just let it go.
And then we come to your current plate, which is fast forward a few years, and now you have your awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, we each have our own way to express ourselves. And clearly, it is clear to me that you use vanity plates as a way of self-expression. What had you be inspired to have this as one of the ways that you communicate with the world?
I'm a very creative person. I'm very artistic. I've been a singer most of my life, and I love to dance. I love to paint. I'm a writer. I'm an author. And I like to be fully self-expressed, I guess. And I guess I love to communicate about what we're passionate about and what makes us feel good. And I guess it's just another vehicle for self-expression and creativity.
Well, that makes sense. If you are expressing yourself in so many different avenues between music and writing, etc., it makes sense that you would look to express yourself in every way you possibly can, fully self-expressed. And so this is just one of those channels. That's great. I wanted to check in with you about your current business. You said that you're a Reiki master, a yoga instructor, a healer. Is there somewhere we can go to learn more about your business, like a Facebook page, a website that you'd like to share so we can find you more easily?
Well, the best way is Astarte Deva. So it's AstarteDeva.com. That's just my spiritual name that I've been using for 15, 16 years now. And that's the name that I have on all of my social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. Astarte, that's the name. So if anybody looks that up, they'll find me. And I am looking to start a healing school. I do have a made-up group called Center for Healing Arts, where I have Reiki gatherings and yoga gatherings and meditation.
Okay, that's perfect. So is there anything else that's part of the tapestry of your healing journey that we didn't cover that you think is important to have as part of the context?
I think to love yourself, to connect to your inner self, and who you are on the inside is how life shows up on the outside.
Beautiful. Well, Astarte, I really appreciate you sharing about your awesome and all the vanity plates you've had in your life as those guideposts to your healing journey, which really create a beautiful tapestry of your history. And I know that you bring all of that and all the healing and all the journeying that you've done to each of your clients when you work with them to heal their own stuff. And I just thank you and acknowledge you for who you are in the world.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Astarte. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. Please subscribe to get the story behind all those vanity plates driving with you on the road. And if you would like to nominate the owner of a license plate, including you, or visit any of our sponsors, come see us at platestory.com. That's PL8story.com, and give us the details. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing this journey of healing and self-expression with your friends and followers. I'm Trista Polo, wishing you well on the road to your next adventure.